Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Boston. Today is Monday, July 27th, 2020. We are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page XXIII in the Big Book, which is the foreword to the fourth edition. Today's readers are Shelley E. on the 12 Steps, Martha M. on the 12 Traditions, and reading the text are Leslie M., Betsy H., and Kara L. Our newcomer greeter will be Mary B., and announcements will be given to Dawn by Dawn B., and thank you, Mo H., for getting us started. The reference numbers for the prior two meetings, yesterday, Sunday, 8:30 a.m. East Coast Time special edition meeting, the code is 15050 or 15,050. And for this morning, 7 a.m. East Coast Time meeting, July 27th, the reference code is 15053 or 15,053. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Shelley E. to read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Oh, good morning, Kathy. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater, presently in northern Michigan. And here are the steps we took which are suggested as a program of recovery. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry the message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service this month, and I pass.
Thank you, Shelley E. Martha M., would you read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, Kathy. This is Martha M. from Connecticut, compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for your service, Kathy K., and I hope everybody has a wonderful day. I pass.
Thank you for your service, Martha. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page XXIII, and we will be reading all 4 paragraphs of the foreword to the fourth edition. And I will ask Leslie M. to get us started. Leslie?
Good morning, Kathy K. Thank you for your service. My name is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Forward to the fourth edition. This fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous came off the press in November 2001 at the start of a new millennium. Since the third edition was published in 1976, worldwide membership of AA has just about doubled to an estimated 2 million or more, with nearly 100,800 groups meeting in approximately 150 countries around the world. Literature has played a major role in AA's growth, and a striking phenomenon of the past quarter century has been the explosion of translations of our basic literature into many languages and dialects. In country after country where the AA seed was planted, it has taken root slowly at first, then growing by leaps and bounds when literature has become available. Currently, Alcoholics Anonymous has been translated into 43 languages. As the message of recovery has reached larger numbers of people, it has also touched the lives of a vastly greater variety of suffering alcoholics. When the phrase, "We are people who normally would not mix," page 17 of this book, was written in 1939, it referred to a fellowship composed largely of men and a few women with quite similar social, ethnic, and economic backgrounds. Like so much of AA's basic text, those words have proved to be far more visionary than the founding members could ever have imagined. The stories added to this edition represent a membership whose characteristics of age, gender, race, and culture have widened and have deepened to encompass virtually everyone the first 100 members could have hoped to reach. While our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, sweeping changes in society as a whole are reflected in new custom and practices within the fellowship. Taking advantage of technological advances, for example, AA members with computers can participate in meetings online, sharing with fellow alcoholics across the country or around the world. In any meeting, anywhere, AAs share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and help other alcoholics. Modem to modem or face to face, AA speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. Wow. There was so much in here. I was just reading it beforehand, and it just says so much. There is so much to comment on. Just the rapid growth. And I know that I've been listening to A Vision for You for 4 years, and I've seen the growth in the meeting, over that time. It says literature has played a major role, and I have to totally agree. The literature, finding the Big Book for me was the answer to my problems in my lack of recovery in a way. Learning that I prefer this Big Book and its directions, and that these things are the things that have helped me to recover by following this book and taking these actions. It talks about a greater variety. We are people who would normally not mix. And that's so true. I have met people that I would never have met. And now, with all the Zoom meetings and all the electronic interaction and this phone meeting, I would never have known any of these people, probably most of the people on this line, because, I live in one place and they live in another. And yet we have connected through this recovery. But the sentence that really means the most to me is, while our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, and that's the thing that I find the best about this meeting, is that there is the integrity, the honesty of this is how it worked for me, and this is what I have to share with you. That I had to do this work, that I had to take action, that I had to do things that I didn't want to do or was afraid to do, but that those actions have gotten me to all these promises. But to know that without entire abstinence, that I wouldn't have been able to do any of this work, because if I'm still getting the effect from the food, I'm not going to get the effect from the steps. So I have been so grateful to get that clear message on this phone meeting that would never have happened before. I know when someone first told me about a phone meeting, I thought, oh, no way. I have plenty of meetings face to face. But I have found the recovery that I have sought and the fellowship that I crave. And most of it has come from this meeting, and I am very grateful. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much for getting us started, Leslie M. Okay, I want to take a list of people who want to share, but first let me remind you that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day on this meeting in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share today?
Devorah S.
Devorah S. Who else would like to share?
Kevin U.
Kevin U.
Sherry H. M.
Sherry H. M.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. I'll take one more for now. Anyone else?
Mary G.
Mary G. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we have Devora S., Kevin U., Sherry H.M., Deborah G., and Mary G. Devora S., please get us started.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and good to hear you, Kathy, and thank you all who make this meeting possible. My name is Devora S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. And, you know, this last paragraph really says a lot of things here that are very meaningful to me. And you know, it talks about how the literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message. And, you know, yes, it's the honesty, but it's also the fact, like, over all these years, we're talking since the late 1930s until now, the book has not changed. The format is still the same. You know, we look around us, everything is changing. It's fast paced, everything, the way we communicate with one another, new gadgets, new things are happening in education. I'm a teacher. Things are changing all the time. How are we going to reach our students? We're always looking to find methods, the way to teach and to get across. And so many things, it's changing so fast. How I taught 30 years ago is different how I'm teaching today. The whole new world out there, and yet the big book has not changed. And that, you know, that's huge, you know, in these times of the world when things are changing all the time, that we keep the book intact. And the way that it worked all those years ago, it's still working today, you know. It's still working today, and that is unbelievable. That's a miracle. You know, what worked then could work for us today. And then further down there, it says, I love where it says, you know, modem to modem, face to face, AA speaks the language of the heart and all its power and simplicity. And that's it. When I walked into my first OA meeting and I heard people tell their story, you know, how the way they ate the garbage out of the garbage and they all ate off of people's plates, I realized, wow, you mean I always did that in secret and I always thought I was so unique and I always thought that I was, you know, nobody ate like I ate. But I heard other people share their experience, strength, and hope, and they're not doing it anymore. That, to me, gave me so much strength and courage to keep coming back and to keep doing it. You know, to sharing what we did and how we're not doing it anymore and what we do today, you know, to build a relationship with God. At a day at a time where we're striving to for that connection, where we're looking to help other people. You know, in any other program that I went to, any other food thing I went to, no one ever talked about that. But we go beyond the food. That's where the recovery is, where we're going beyond the food, where we're growing spiritually, where we're doing this to help other people. That is absolutely amazing. And we keep doing it because we know that this is what's going to keep us. This is what's going to keep us abstinent, and this is what we need. This is what we do to pay back all the people who helped us, and to get where we are, and to learn to grow, and to give it away. So I you know, this is and you know, it says modem to modem, face to face. No matter what way, we all have an opportunity. Every day is an opportunity where we can share our experience, strength, and hope in some way. And really, really grateful. To learn this with you and to be part of this. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Devora S. It's good to hear you today. Evan, you, please share with us.
Hi, everybody. It's Evan, you, no K, okay. The beginning, from California.
Thank you, Evan.
As fate would have it, I am also very grateful to be in this meeting. And the thing that stood out to me in the reading today was the integrity of the message. You know, I've been in 12-step programs for 23 years, you know, and I've worked the steps and thought of myself as a big book person and a step person. And I come here and I realize, my gosh, how diluted has the message been and how I've diluted it. And to come here and really dig in, especially in an OA meeting, the purity of the message is just extraordinary. And the effect that it's having on me already, I've worked the first three steps with my sponsor. I have 98 days of abstinence. And I mean, it's just extraordinary to just see and to uncover, you know, where, even though my faith in God was getting in the way of my seeing where I wasn't trusting and letting go and believing that a higher power wants what's best for me, you know, that there were subconscious beliefs, and the steps uncovered those beliefs, and they're helping me to recover and to shift. And you know, all the times I worked the steps, I couldn't see the selfishness. You know, and now I see it, just trying to get what I need for myself. And so, you know, the notion that when the literature, that really stuck out to me, that when the literature shows up, that's when things really took off. And I remember hearing somewhere that's just like, if you have a meeting that really reads the literature, you're not going to be able to have enough seats in there, you know, and it seems to be what's happening here in this meeting. So I'm just grateful to be a part of it. I'm grateful to have found it. I'm grateful that it exists. And thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Evan U. Sherry H.M., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Sherry H.M. from Washington State. So glad to be on the line, and thank you all for your service. I loved in here so many things, but I'm thinking of the just how we have a variety of ages, genders, races, and cultures, and that it's just beautiful how there's just a mixture of, you know, everyone. And it would be wonderful to see more men, and it would be wonderful to see more people of different races. Also thinking of this nugget at the end about anywhere AA share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and help other alcoholics. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. Generally, I didn't at first. I just thought, oh no, you know, I can't share anything until I, you know, have my act completely together. And by God's grace, I've been abstinent for almost 6 years, and I don't even miss it anymore. And I'm just so blessed to be able to be on the line, and looking forward to sponsoring people later. Thanks so much, and have a good day.
Thank you, Sherry H.M. Deborah G., please share with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And thank you for your chairing this meeting and everyone that does service to make this all come about every Monday morning so I could come on and be part of. And I love all the shares so far, and reminds me, I love everybody sharing. I get so much out of other people sharing. I have learned that this beautiful big book and those beautiful 12 steps are a way of living my life, are a spiritual way of living my life. And I love that it's the big book, and that other people are also walking that path, living that path, and sharing that path so that I can and others can have that same way of living. And I can share it with my sponsees so they can have that way of living. I heard yesterday on the meeting that, you know, when I'm in the food, I'm not in God. And when I'm in God, I'm not in the food. And it just resonated with me so much that it's not so much about the food. And I've heard people say, too, it's not the food. It's the built-up emotions that take me to the food. And my solution is spiritual. And that's those beautiful 12 steps that are in the book. And also gives me a way of living those steps. And then hearing others brings the big book alive to me to live that way and to have that experience, to have that spiritual awakening and spiritual experience, and to crave it more and more, where I'm craving that more than I'm craving the food. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Deborah G. Mary G., please share with us.
Hi, this is Mary G. from Chicago, Illinois. And thank you so much for your service to the moderators and everyone giving service this morning. The part that, you know, is really sticking with me is where they talk about we are people who normally wouldn't mix. And it seems as if this, it says right here, you know, it was just, they were just referring to a fellowship composed largely of men, which is a few women. But little did they know, you know, these words have proved to be far more visionary than the founding members could have ever imagined. And that just, it just gives me so much, I guess, relief and to know that there's a place I could come where it doesn't matter my age, my race, my gender, my political views. I could come here and that all gets put aside and we just focus on the words in this book, which bring about recovery. And right now, especially in the times going on, it's so much more, it's an extra amount of relief. I'm finding, you know, it's getting to be more and more of a struggle, especially just within my family of origin with the political views, the differing political views, and it's creating quite a bit of tension. And man, it's so great that we could come here and that's of no importance whatsoever. The only thing that we focus on are the words in this book and the message of recovery. And I'm so very grateful to have a place to come to focus on that. I was at a wedding this weekend and I witnessed some people possibly, you know, struggling with some addictions, and it just opened my eyes and made me even more grateful for the recovery that I have and this, you know, design for living, which really works. It's the first time I was, you know, out and about, I guess, in the, you know, more social setting in the past few months, and, you know, it just really opened my eyes and it just made me ever more grateful. So thank you all in this meeting, and with that, I pass.
Thank you, Mary G. Okay, I'd like to take some more names. Who else would like to share today?
Linnea B.
Linnea B.
Ann K.
Rick V.
Ann K.
Susie.
I'm sorry, who was after Ann K?
Britt V.
Susie.
Britt. Is that Britt?
Britt V.
V. Okay, Britt, thank you. And who's after Britt?
Susie.
Susie. Who else? Okay, we'll go with those for now.
Margot P.
Who is that? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Okay, I have Lene B.
Margo P. Can you hear me?
Margo P, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Margo. Okay. Okay, please get us started, Linnea B.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you.
Thank you so very much for your service. Hello, everyone. My name is Linnea B. in Minnesota. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and so grateful and happy to be on the meeting this Monday morning. You know, and what struck me with the reading, well, many things, but what I want to talk about is the idea that the integrity of the message of the solution has remained intact, and yet the stories, et cetera, reflect the change in our society. And I'm just thinking how wise this is. I have in my cupboard a recipe box from my great-grandmother, and I'm struck with that whenever I use that any recipes in her recipe box, I get the same things, more or less, the nuances of, you know, cooking or, you know, take practice. But anyway, I get the same, when I follow her recipe, I get the same thing that she got, which is just like this 85-year-old program that we have, you know. When I follow these directions, I get the same thing that they got. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely stunningly, miraculously amazing, even though I intellectually knew it to be true. In my heart, it's miraculously amazing. And I say this because two things. One, yesterday my daughter was over and we were chatting and she mentioned, she said, you know, people can tell the difference in you. And I said, oh, really? And I'm thinking she thinks that because I weigh less or something. And I said, oh, really? What do you mean? And she says, oh, Jess, he mentioned that you don't seem so depressed, that you've really come out of it. And so-and-so noticed it too, you know, that you really are more alive. And I just thought, and my comment to her was, oh, thank God, you know, I'm not compulsively overeating. I am not engaged in an addictive, I'm not an active addict. I'm not separating myself from God, you know, and I'm paying homage or honor to the person that God wants me to be, happy, joyous, and free. And this is the miraculous message of this solution. And I feel like I'm on fire, and I know I'm sounding very enthusiastic, but that's because I am. I'm so grateful. And so I shared this story with my sponsor this morning, and she said, oh my gosh, you've made my day. She said, I have to call another newcomer. She said, and I'm so grateful to her. Oh, and you guys, all you guys in the meeting, etc., for the massive difference you're making in my life in a very real way. So with that, I will pass.
Thank you, Linnea B. Ann K., please share with us.
Hi, this is Ann K. from Connecticut. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can, Ann.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. The part that stood out to me today is AA speaks the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. When I walked into the rooms, I didn't know what I needed, but on my first visit, I realized I definitely was lacking the spiritual connection, that I was using my head to try to solve all my problems and using my ego and controlling. And when that spiritual connection started to grow and I started to live more from the language of the heart, my recovery started to blossom. And I hear the tenderness in many of the shares, and it just opens me more every day, and I'm so grateful. And that's what feeds me now rather than the compulsive eating. And I'm grateful for this program, grateful for the fellowship, grateful for everyone's service and sharing their strength and hope with all of the rest of us. And I couldn't do it alone. So God has done for me what I cannot do myself. and has sent me all you angels to help me keep going forward. And I pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Ann K. Britt Z, please share with us.
Hi, I'm Britt Z in New Mexico. I am a compulsive overeater and bulimic. I just wanted to thank all of you. I'm still in the process of going through the steps again. This is my third time in OA in my life. And the difference is the big book. The difference is in these pages. There's magic here. I know that. And reading this passage, I was also attracted to the last line, talking about the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. For so long, I was fooling myself. I'm my own worst enemy. And I was able to talk myself out of actual recovery, actually releasing my will to the care and power of God, as I understand God. And now, through a vision for you and my wonderful sponsor, I'm able to really let go. And although I'm only absent for 2 months and not recovered, I'm getting closer, and it's very, very exciting. My obsession with food is starting to wane. And seeing that's previous experiences with OA, they focused on food and food plans, and although those are useful, the real magic is in the big book and in surrender. That's where the magic is. And it is very, very impressive that the integrity of the program has been preserved through all these years. I'm really grateful to all of you. I listen 4 days a week because I'm a really busy bee. But I listen all the time, and I'm really grateful for each and every one of you. This has been a really exciting journey, and I can't wait to see more of the promises fulfilled in my life. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Britzy. Susie, please share with us.
Thank you. Hi, this is Susie. I can only say as well, I'm really grateful for having OA for now, for having it. I remember before I came to the program, I've been in... So everything was run on self-will, and since I've been recovered, everything has changed so much in my life. The way I approach people, the way I approach food, I'm not obsessing about food anymore. I eat when I'm hungry. I can be present. I'm so much more present in the moment, and I've never thought that this was actually possible, because I only knew the one way to live, which was run on self-will. And what I find, though, this is a really simple program, but it's as well hard in the way that you, even though I'm recovered now, I get reminded every day that I have to work on the program, because it's a daily reprieve, it's not a cure. And it's interesting because there are challenges still, like actually quite a lot, but I take them differently now with the program. I can approach them differently, and I can as well really look at them and ask myself, okay, what does God, what does my higher power want me to learn here? And I am fascinated by it, and I see it's every day more and more learning how actually life can be lived differently than running on self-will, and listening to other people share and their experience is so helpful for that, and so exciting that we are, like, there is this fellowship about it, and it's so encouraging as well, and I'm so grateful. And yeah, with this I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susie. Marco P, please share with us. Press star one, Margo, to share.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead, Margot.
Hi, my name is Margot. I'm grateful to be on this call. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Thank you. I've been out of the food about like a week, and reading the literature, it talks about depression and people all over the world sharing in these meetings. And I don't want to be left out. I want to be part of that number. You know, I want to be that number in that group. And vision for you. I was listening to you, and then I'm going through some pain right now. I lost my son, who passed away. Maybe some of you may know him because he used to be on the Vision for You. His name is Tony. But I'm just grateful that, you know, it's a family disease. And I'm grateful to be on this call because I know this disease can take me down. It can take me down more depressed, more grieving, more crying. And it will take me more into the food. And I still have my sponsor. And just to be on this call, I just need to hear everyone and reading the literature because I want to be part of that. I want to be part of the vision for you. I don't want to go back crazy because I was crazy before. So, and it's great to hear the strength and hope of everyone because it gives me more medicine to stay on top, to stay on my recovery, to stay on with my food plan, to stay on with my sponsors, to stay on with the steps and the means. So thank you, everyone, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Margot P., and I'm very sorry for your loss. Okay, we have time for a few more shares. Who else would like to share today on the forward to the fourth edition?
Margaret N.
Margaret N. We can take a couple of more. Anyone else?
Robin B.
Robin B. Anyone else?
KDF.
KDF, great, thank you. Okay, Margaret N., please share with us.
Good morning, can you hear me?
I can, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you for your service this morning. And this is Margaret N., and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in Loomis, California. And what really speaks to me in this forward to the fourth edition is that last line, AA speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. And what Visions has done for me, I came into Vision in, well, I guess it's been a year now, maybe a year and a half. But what it's done for me is that it's helped me to move what I know to be true in my head, what I intellectualize. It's helped me move it down to what I know to be true in my heart. And those are two very separate and different things for me. There's somewhere in the big book it says, you know, self-knowledge avails us nothing. And I can know every fact and trivia in the world, but until it's resting comfortably in my heart and with my connection to my higher power, it's pretty much meaningless. It's facts, but I'm unable to apply it. And it's only until it moves from my head to my heart and resonates there and rests comfortably there that I can utilize and fully take advantage of all the benefits of that God connection that working from my heart offers me. And I do know that my heart has much, it's gotten softer. It doesn't have the sharp edges that it used to. And that for that I'm completely grateful, and it's all through working through the big book and Visions introducing this incredible way to study it and all the input I get from fellows
fellows everywhere with all our different perspectives. I never know when someone is going to say exactly what I need to hear, and that's why I feel everyone's input is important and vital to my growth and strengthening my connection to my higher power. It's the most amazing thing. So I thank you all for being here, and have a great day. Bye, Pat.
Thank you, Margaret. And Robin B., please share with us.
Hi, this is Robin B. in Southern California. I don't have a lot to say, but I just wanted to mention that this line, literature has played a major role in AA's growth, and a striking phenomenon of the past quarter century has been the explosion of translations of our basic literature into many languages and dialects. But really, it's the very first part of that sentence, and that is that I love literature, and so I've been listening for, I don't know, I guess maybe a year or so, maybe longer. I can't remember, actually. It might be 2 years that I've been listening to A Vision for You on and off. And until recently, literature, the big book, for whatever reason, I started, you know, listening to the meetings again and picked up the big book. And I guess I made a decision to really give it a go. And so I'm very grateful for this book because, believe it or not, it makes me feel not so alone. So anyway, I'm still trying to get my beginning of abstinence, and I'm very hopeful. And I'm grateful to everybody that I hear on this line because you're giving me hope. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin B. Please keep coming back. And Katie S., you'll be our last share today, Katie. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Katie F., a recovered compulsive overeater in Virginia. And I am this line, AA share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and help other alcoholics. And today's my 60th birthday, and I had the opportunity to have a Zoom meeting yesterday, a Zoom party with a few of my program friends. And, you know, it was like hearing your eulogy in advance. I mean, it was just amazing what people said that I have done in their lives. And I just kept wanting to interrupt them and say, no, but you've done that to me. No, you taught me that. No, you showed me that. And, you know, we are all working together, and our selfish goal is to stay sober ourselves, to stay abstinent ourselves. But the result is that we affect other people's lives. And I couldn't do that. I've been abstinent for over 32 years, and you know, prior to that, I had no long-term friendships. I have a couple, you know, that I'm still friends with to this day, but it's only because of recovery that those relationships have stayed from my childhood, and you know, it's only a couple. And but my long-term friends in this program, we're keeping each other alive. You know, we love to laugh and we love to have a great time. And, you know, someone shares at some of the face-to-face meetings, you know, you see a sign on the door at a church to where the meeting is, and you could follow the laughter. Like, that's how you find the meeting. And, you know, we come in here, you know, on death's door. We come in here thinking that life is not worth living. And I'm here to tell you that it only gets better. I mean, I've been abstinent since I was 27 years old, and I feel better today at 60 than I did at 30, 40, or 50. It just keeps getting better. And it's not because I'm someone special. It's because I work this program every single day like my hair's on fire, as someone else likes to say. You know, we learn from each other. We get inspired from each other. and we share this with whoever wants to hear it. And, you know, I've been on this meeting since day one of the 7 a.m. meeting on July 18th or whatever day it was, 2012. And I'm so grateful, you know, that it has enhanced my program so much to be studying the Big Book on a daily basis. You know, I studied it before, but not at this intense level. And it's just given me such a rich life. And, you know, it's because of the forethought of our founding fathers. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, KDF, and a very happy birthday to you. Okay, we will now close this meeting. Thank you all who were here listening and sharing and doing service. A special thank you to Shelley E., Martha M., Leslie M., Betsy L., Kara L., Mary B., Dawn B., and Mo H. for helping me to do service. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164 and follow that with the Serenity Prayer. Betsy H., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Hi, I'm Betsy H. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.